The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go, your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time, Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Yeah, do you know, anytime we catch one of these great healing works of God in the scriptures, we're right to marvel at the power of the whole scene. And there's a lot going on here. There are themes that certainly John is weaving into his narrative, and harnessing for his purposes. Of course, the purposes of God, the inspired author. So yeah, this is for us. I think as we now kind of zoom in on our focus here, we're looking towards the cross, right? We're looking towards to Jesus and the great Good Friday sacrifice, his death, by which death is defeated, his rising from the dead, that Easter Sunday, that first Easter Sunday, and as we're preparing then to participate in his death and resurrection, it's right for us to see the power of God at work, and we see here what it all hinges on. You know, this is significant for us, certainly as we make our second half preparations here, as we in the run up to Easter. You know, what does it all hinge on? It all hinges on belief. It all hinges on belief. So what do we have? Yeah, Jesus, his reputation precedes him, and yet he enters this place that a prophet has no honor in his native place. He's coming to his native place, and yet we see as he comes in, when he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him. So, okay, but he doesn't have honor in his native place. Okay, so what is going on here that, the one line after the other, no honor, and then he's welcomed him. Well, they've welcomed him. And I say they've welcomed him since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast. Then he returns to Cana in Galilee, where he made the water wine. Okay, and now let's jump. This is a jumpy passage anyway, so we'll jump and go, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." Okay, and here's the challenge for us, right? The signs and wonders is like, okay, they have seen signs and wonders. Are they believing, right? The prophet is not receiving the welcome that he anticipates, right? Which is a matter of belief. There's something misfiring here. And the misfiring of the thing is that, of course, they want Jesus to do what they want Jesus to do. Yeah, so, okay, so it's not just you, okay? It was them as well, okay? It was not just you. You want Jesus to do what you want Jesus to do, okay? It's a problem, though, do you know? It's a misfiring. So we have to have faith in Jesus as he is, as he presents himself to be. Now, I say this, we've got a whole lot of stuff before we get into the kind of rubber meets the road in our day-to-day living, where we have problems with things like self-pity and resentment. Do you know? Like, where we're like, this is not really working out too well for me, Like, okay. So before we get to that space, we have to see Jesus as the revelation of the love of God, right? We have to see Jesus as, you know, the incarnation. What I mean, he is God in the flesh, and he is nothing other than love for us. Okay, so this is the beginning of the thing, and then we see Jesus as he makes his way to the cross, as he dies under the weight of the world's evil, rising from the dead, ascending into heaven, breathing his spirit into his body, the church, and so on. He is animating us, right? He is inspiring us. He's breathing his own life into us. He's nourishing us with his body and blood. He's giving us absolutely everything. Right? Just as he's offering to God, and this is also beautiful for us, is because we get to represent the Good Friday sacrifice of Jesus, where he's offering himself whole and entire to God. He's pouring himself out. He's entrusting to him his spirit, right? He's giving every final breath, right to the final breath. He's giving himself over to God, pouring himself out. But he's also pouring himself out for us, right? And he's pouring himself out even for his persecutors, right? He's just pouring himself out, okay? Now, we're recipients of that great love, of that mercy. And we're caught up into that exchange. Both we're made alive so as to give God the praise and pour ourselves out in his service. Okay, so that's all happening, okay? That's all happening. But now get into the space, like, will we allow Jesus to be who he is? Or do we just want Jesus to do what we want Jesus to do? Okay, so this is Lent. It's an inflection point, right? It's like we're past midway, so we got to start honing in on some of these realities. We're going to entrust ourselves to Jesus and go where he's leading us. We're going to trust him. We're going to follow him. Or are we still missing the many signs? Right, and asking for more besides, you know, like, I don't see anything. Give me more signs. It's like, okay, well, how many do we really need? Okay, so in fact, you know, when we get this right, we become the sign. You know, we become the sign. Can you believe it? Yeah, I know. This is tough stuff. We become the sign. So, you know, we're enlivened, fully enlivened human beings, fully flourishing human beings. We're going to become the sign. This is the act of faith that had the royal official both come to Jesus and leave Jesus without proof that his son had been healed. Right, so it's the other side. Yeah, we got to come over the hill, go and get on the other side. Yeah, so are we going to believe with that power of belief? Yeah, so this, but it's all about, okay, the very personal, social, and the rest. We're entrusting ourselves to Jesus. We know that he's here. We know that he's on the scene. So he's going to today, again, inspire us, animate us, sustain us in the great work of God that he is entrusting to us. Namely, the caught up in his own life and living by the pattern of his own life and with the power of his spirit, the very power of heaven at work in us and working through us. We now can give glory to God. We give glory to God with our entire heart, our entire life, and we're made fit to pour ourselves out in his service.